This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. This is the Week in Philly, and we start with the Trump administration's decision to suspend military aid to Ukraine as that country continues to fight its war with Russia after Russia invaded 3 years ago. Now, this move came just a few days after a very tense Oval Office meeting between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, President Donald Trump, and Vice President J.D. Vance. And in Philadelphia this week, people rallied in support of Ukraine and the Ukrainian people on Tuesday. KYW's Vic Raghupathy was there, and he joins us now. And Vic, kind of paint the picture for us here.
From what I gathered, at least from what people told me, it was much more of like an impromptu rally. There have been a couple more formal things over the last couple weeks, and this sort of just happened in response to the pulling of military aid. Despite that, there was a really good turnout, a lot more than some of the people I talked to thought. Easily more than 100 people. There are dozens of them. They were on the north end of City Hall, and they were gathered in a ring. They had speakers in the middle.
Ukraine wins! America wins!
Ukraine wins! America wins!
Many of them had flags that they were waving, and they took the time to put together signs. A lot of just frustration. Both members of the Ukrainian community, of which there is a relatively large set in Philadelphia, and their allies.
What were some of the things you heard from people? You talked about frustration. I'm sure there was a lot of fear, a lot of emotion.
Yeah, a lot of anger with both the White House and the Kremlin alike. On Tuesday, I talked to Andrew Filipovich, who was one of the speakers. He volunteers to work with wounded Ukrainian soldiers, and he says that he's been demonstrating for Ukrainian rights for decades.
We're all Americans, but some people just realize that this is the right thing to do. We can't have a situation where everything is transactional.
A lot of what I hear, is faith in how resolute and resilient Ukrainian people are.
This was the latest, but not the only Ukraine rally you've covered the last few weeks, as you noted earlier. Did it have a different feel? You talked about this was more impromptu than the other ones, which were kind of scheduled and kind of knew what to expect. Like, was it more raw, this one?
It was definitely more informed by recent events, because this was directly preceded by the contentious Oval Office meeting. There was a direct response to that. A couple weeks ago, leading up to the anniversary, the three-year anniversary, I went to the cathedral in Center City, and there was a service there, an observance of the three-year anniversary, and to pray for, Ukrainian soldiers on the front lines and Ukrainian citizens in general. And they had some very important Ukrainian religious leaders come through. One of the people I talked to on Tuesday is actually Philadelphia's Archbishop for Ukrainian Catholics, Archbishop Boris Gudziak. And he spoke a lot to the strength and the resilience of Ukrainian people.
It's very important to know who started this war, to know who the victim is, to know that this is something that threatens freedom globally.
And there was a march that happened that was, if not on, right around the February 24th anniversary from the Art Museum to City Hall. And there were hundreds of people that were at that rally, that were at that march. And I think that's maybe where I saw the rawest emotions, because it was really right there at the anniversary.
Are people that you talk to, that you listen to, are they hopeful that the Trump administration might, if not, you know, embrace Ukraine again, kind of at least start to do some of the things they had been doing with regards to military aid and such? Or do most people think this is the direction that this is going to be going for the foreseeable future?
It seems like they've resigned themselves to a reality in which the U.S. is not as helpful as they have been.
It is just inconceivable that somebody who calls himself a mediator, we're playing with humanity, we're playing with history, and we need to be on the right side of history.
On Tuesday night, there was a lot of chanting and a lot of talking about Trump's ties with Putin and equating the two and sort of putting them on the same plane. And I think people are prepared for, you know, a reality where Ukraine has to be even more self-reliant.
Thank you, Vic. That's KYW's Vic Raghupathy joining us. We are just getting started on the week in Philly, and coming up, we will talk about the Trump administration's tariffs they've put on multiple countries and talk about their effect on the American economy and specifically the ripple effects here in Philadelphia. Stay with us. The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 4.9% APR on a 2025 Civic or a 3.9% APR on a 2025 Accord or HR-V. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Excludes Civic Si and Type R.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.